Well, as we wait for this vote to occur, we do have Adele Stan on the telephone with us. Hello, Adele Stan. I am looking in my notes right now for where you are so I can properly identify you. But good evening, I guess, your time.
Yes, it's dark and cold out here on Capitol Hill. I'm a couple blocks away from the Congress, and been watching this for my day job at Right Wing Watch and my side gig at the American Prospect, where I'm a columnist. So it's so much of it was predictable, but it was still had its moments, didn't it?
Well, like what? In American Prospect magazine is what you write for. Also, Right Wing Watch. You'll forgive me on my my faux pas there. What did stand out for you?
Well, I mean, I'm still reeling from early in the debate when Barry Loudermilk, a Republican of Georgia, basically, you know, said that compared to the deal that Jesus got from Pontius Pilate, Trump was getting a raw deal from the Democrats. I mean, Jesus got a better deal from Pontius Pilate. He just wound up on the cross. I mean, that was extraordinary to me. That was really, really extraordinary because you had even on Twitter, you had even, you know, evangelicals saying, I don't know. It was really a moment. I don't know about that.
Adele, what's been happening in the right-wing media sphere? I took a couple dips into President Trump's Twitter account today, and it seemed like he was live-tweeting Fox coverage of impeachment, not the actual impeachment proceedings.
Sure. That is what he is wont to do. And elsewhere, I mean, you had sort of the usual characters, and at Right Wing Watch we have a post up about how so many of them really basically echoing the unhinged letter that he sent ostensibly to Pelosi, but really it was a love letter to his base. This six-page invective that he penned with his buddy Stephen Miller, who is the white nationalist in the White House. So you had Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and Judicial Watch is a really huge and well-funded outfit that poses as a legal organization, as a pro bono legal organization, but really is a communication shop that creates an enormous echo chamber, right? Its messaging gets bounced all over. And you can always find, often you'll find Tom Fitton dropping a framing of something, like where he was calling Trump the whistleblower-in-chief after the whistleblower report became public, things like that. And all of a sudden, it will turn up, Trump will retweet him, it will turn up in all kinds of feeds. And so he and Dinesh D'Souza, who's a right-wing pundit, and others were just basically, it's like they went through that letter and everybody, divided it up among themselves. Oh, you take this one, I'll take that one. I mean, they were taking different threads from it, from, you know, the usual stuff about it being a scam and a hoax and how don't believe the Democrats when they say it's a somber affair, all that kind of thing. So it's just this enormous. Oh, and Ed Martin is another one. He runs the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, another one of the Trump operatives. In this, he's particularly close to Steve Bannon. He was another one, kind of echoing all of the threads in that letter. So that's what we saw going on today among the right wing punditry crowd. Now we don't at Right Wing Watch. We don't focus so much on Fox. Because Media Matters is out there and they're on it. You know, that's really what they do. And we kind of look at all of the YouTubers, the people that nobody would know unless you were part of that movement, you know. So we look at the YouTubers and the activists and whatnot. But that was just a phenomenal moment. I thought the Loudermilk moment, and then of course the Gohmert moment. But Gohmert gonna Gohmert. But
Adele Stan, we may have to say goodbye to you here in a moment. Once they call for the vote. Good, but I do want to say the vote is still open. But as we speak, there are 221 votes in favor of Article 2 of impeachment, Article 2 for impeachment, obstruction of Congress. So we now fully anticipate both articles being approved, as we expected as we came in. Quickly, though, Adele, I do want to get your sense on the media, on the conservative, the right-wing media you do follow. Are they writing, are they talking a lot about how they would like to see the trial go in the Senate?
They're not really so down in the weeds about the trial because they really feel like McConnell's got it, you know, in the bag. And so what we hear them talking, you know, they're a rage machine. And right now the rage is about the House. It will move to the Senate to a certain extent, but the House is really pay dirt for all of these organizations. This is how they make their money. And there's a lot of demonization on the religious right side. Demonization in a quasi-literal sense, in that basically they're calling the president's opponents demons, and they're calling Democrats demons. And, you know, you can laugh at that, but if you come from a religious faith where you believe that demons are a real thing, that's kind of a dangerous term to be thrown around, because if you believe in demons and one crosses your path, you might want to slay them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adele Stan, thank you very much. Adele Stan with the American Prospect Magazine, also with Right Wing Watch. We appreciate your time, and we'll be checking in with you during the Senate trial, which we anticipate perhaps beginning in 2 weeks or so. Thank you so much, Adele Stan.
Always happy to cheer you guys up.
All right. You do.